We're joined now by Caleb Winters. We've had Caleb on a number of times in his role of Upper Hudson Green Party, but he also recently was elected to the vice president of the Troy Labor Council. He's involved with PEF Division 1, 69. So, Caleb, why don't you give us a, you know, what exactly does the Troy Labor Council do, and what does vice president mean?
Yeah, thank you for having me, Mark. The Troy Area Labor Council is really, I don't know, it's the voice of labor in Rensselaer County. We represent about 10,000 union workers. Their union locals send delegates to the council, like myself and others, to represent the workers that are members of their locals. And we're an affiliate of the Capital District Area Labor Federation, which is also part of the New York State AFL-CIO, and then obviously the national AFL-CIO. So we're here to represent, you know, workers' issues and fight for workers' rights, be in solidarity with them and their struggles, whatever they may be.
Now, what was, you know, some of your own background involvement with the, not only Troy, but the labor movement in general that got you to this position?
I guess I've always been interested in the labor movement, come from a lot of union members in my family, extended family, my mother included. I myself have been a union member for about 12 years, used to be in CSEA, and then more recently PEF, Division 179, and then currently Division 169. And in my role as Upper Hudson Green Party chair, as a member of the Green Party, certainly supported worker candidates and workers' rights, standing out on picket lines, you know, doing all those sorts of things. And also just, you know, being a worker myself, and most of us are, just trying to make life better for everyone, myself included, and those around me.
Now, I know, you know, one of the big issues that both you have been involved with, but particularly the local labor movement, was the multi-year fight to try to not only get a union established at Albany Medical College for the nurses, but also to get a contract, which finally occurred. You know, why did that fight take so long? And, you know, what are some of the other big labor, you know, pushes going on in the Capital District?
There have been a lot in the past, I would say, even 5 years that we've been a part of. And obviously not all of them have been in Rensselaer County, but we stand in solidarity with workers everywhere. Albany Hilton was a big fight, trying to get them a contract. There was new management that had moved in. Momentum was another big one that we were part of. Honeywell and Green Island. Yeah, Nysna, like you just mentioned. And that took a long time. I mean, it was over 3 years that they had voted to unionize the nurses at Albany Med and finally got a contract. It wasn't the greatest contract, but it's the first contract. And hopefully the nurses can collectively bargain for a better contract when the time comes. But the union movement, I would say, in the Capital District is kind of in a weird place right now. There are some younger people coming up. You know, there's a new president of the Troy Area Labor Council, Adam Pelletier, new labor council president in Albany and also in Saratoga. But there's kind of this gap in leadership. There's a lot of people retiring, and a lot of people who have been active in the labor movement for a long time are retired. And there's not a whole lot of younger workers stepping in to fill their shoes. So we really need everybody out there to come and join the labor movement, become a shop steward, get involved, ask questions. It's about your safety, your rights, you know, and making it a better place for you to work. I can't really say why Nysna took so long to get a fair contract from management. It certainly wasn't from lack of trying. So many rallies were held in support of the nurses by multiple organizations over those past 3+ years.
Now, you know, my experience has been that the Troy Area Labor Council is actually, you know, one of the more progressive AFL-CIO councils in the state. Certainly, you know, somewhat also along with the Albany Area Council. I saw that with the support from the Troy Area Labor Council for the effort to try to get the state pension fund to divest from fossil fuels, which frankly a lot of the statewide level unions were not supportive of. But also in the work I've done over the years, you know, 30 years or so I was with the Hunger Action Network, you know, working on issues like the minimum wage and corporate welfare accountability, job creation. You know, Troy was always one of the groups most willing to come out and support some of the more progressive stuff. Why is Troy, you know, relatively progressive compared to some of the other area labor unions around the state?
That's a good question, and I'm not really sure why. But yeah, we have supported a lot of, you know, progressive legislation. We supported a lot of worker candidates, you know, supported Howie Hawkins and his runs for governor in the past, had him speak in Troy, been in support of, you know, anti-ICE legislation. We were in support of the Sanctuary City when Troy was going through that fight. And I think it's really the leaders that have been there at the Troy Area Labor Council for a long time, like Herb Hennings and Mike Keenan and others who, you know, they're environmental activists, they're workers' rights activists.
And also, you know, a lot of them are still involved, I guess, with, you know, Solidarity, which really grew out of the Capital District. I guess the old, you know, Greyhound bus strike, you know, I don't know, 35, you know, 40 years ago. But, you know, Solidarity, you know, it was interesting. In my experience was Solidarity, you know, 35 years ago was seen as sort of the radical edge. And then over the last 10 years, a lot of those leaders have, you know, actually moved into positions of actual power within the labor movement, at least in the Capital District.
Yeah, that's definitely true. There's a lot of members of the Solidarity Committee at the Troy Area Labor Council, along with a lot of other organizations, held a huge May Day rally this year in support of NYSNA at Albany Med, out in front of Albany Med. And soon after that is when the Albany Med presented them with probably the best contract that they had seen yet. And shortly thereafter, the membership voted to support it. So, yeah, we've definitely been on the forefront of supporting progressive policies and candidates in the area.
So what do you hope to accomplish as, you know, the new vice president of the Troy Area Labor Council?
I'd like to see the unions provide us with delegates, and some of the delegates who haven't shown up in a while to get reactivated. I mean, it's definitely an active labor council, but I'd love to see more involvement from more unions and hear their voices and what they're struggling with and how we can help them. That's one of the things I'd love to see. I'd love to see us try to organize and provide them with contacts of union organizers to get their workplaces organized. So not only are we trying to help people who are currently organized in a union, we'd love to help people organize a union in their workplace.
Now, I mean, one of the problems of the labor movement in general the last 30, 40 years is actually, you know, a decline in the overall union membership. And, you know, a lot of the union members who are left are public employees unions. And, you know, so government workers are sort of having, you know, the ability politicians don't attack, you know, workers, government employees for unionizing. But been a big retreat over the percentage of unions representing, you know, private, you know, employers, and, you know, also public, you know, pensions are disappearing. Other than the public pension, not many people, you know, get pensions these days. You get these 401ks, which go up and down with the stock market. How do you sort of, you know, revitalize the labor movement at this point? And I mean, one complaint has been that a lot of times labor movement, you know, they do a good job in trying to get benefits for their members, but not always such a good time in showing sort of working class solidarity and, you know, trying to do a broader change in society to help, you know, all workers.
Yeah, that's definitely true. There's been a huge decline in the labor movement. I mean, the Capital District in itself is a, you know, has a strong labor history and a pretty good percentage of labor unions compared to other places in the country. It would be, you know, yes, regular unions typically don't support these progressive policies. They only care about their members. I would love to see more solidarity. And that's really where the labor council comes in, to be able to have those conversations with other workers to find out, even though they work in a completely different trade, they might be doing physical labor, you might be doing intellectual labor, emotional labor, but we all have common struggles that we can help each other out with.
Okay, there's a new vice president of the Troy Area Labor Council, And this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.